All right. There's another place in John chapter 2 when Jesus did his first miracle at the wedding Cana, and the servants came to his mom and said, "We've run out of wine. What are we going to do?" And she looked at them and said, "Whatever he says to do, just do it."
Amen.
All right. And so your key to victory is going to be listening to the voice of the Lord and just doing what he has for you. For the Lord would say, "Son, I'm going to bring you into newness of life over these next 2 and 3 years," says the Lord. And the Lord would say that I've even taken you from past seasons where it would have seemed like everyone was against you, says God. But the Lord would say, my hand was upon you to bring you forth and to bring you through. And the Lord would say that I have a good plan and the best plan yet reserved for you to walk in. The Lord would say that, no, even this year, this summer, the Lord would say shall be a summer of transformation for you. And the Lord would say that I'm going to bring you forth even as my just do it kind of a person in this day and hour. And the Lord says you're going to be willing to do the things that I've called you to do. The Lord would say that you're going to be instrumental for many in the days and years ahead. The Lord would say on the streets, the Lord would say that you're going to have impact in the days ahead. The Lord would say you'll gather those that have no place to go. And the Lord would say that you will bring them into places of safety and places of rehab, says God. And the Lord would say, you'll minister my word to them very strategically and with much life. And so, Father, right now, we loose your anointing to this young man tonight, Lord. We decree over him that he'll be one that hears your voice and has grace to be obedient to do all that you've called him to. And we loose that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.